It's Ari here. So I hope that this doesn't embarrass me, but it probably will. I have very few boundaries, so this podcast will be quite interesting. This is like a little therapy session, you know, like discovering the interpersonal thoughts of the renowned Ariana Hessen. I am pretty funny and never boring, so this may be a waste of your time, but you surely will be entertained. Let's get into this episode. It's Ari. I know I haven't uploaded in nearly over a year, but something deep within me tells me that was a very good idea. My previous episodes were nothing short of embarrassing. They are in the same realm of old TikTok accounts when you were younger. And I mean, when you were like a little too young to have accounts. Like, that's just cringy. Like, ridden with cringe. Like, dripping with bone-shuddering content. Regardless, I hope I have grown up a little bit in the past year, and for the pure purpose of comedic relief, yes, I will leave some of the old episodes untouched. I mean, I need to know how I've grown as a podcaster, and obviously, let's hope I've grown a significant amount. So, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about some of my interests, you know, get a little things that are stuck in my brain out there. Okay, Sheen. I know Sheen is old. I know that everyone's been talking about her for so long, and, like, now it's, like, she's pretty worn out. I kind of like Sheen. It literally has, like, all the clothes that I like. I mean, mind you, it is, like, sometimes of a poor quality, and the China kids that do make it, but I like the clothing, like, the style. I mean, I know it's fast fashion, but, like, the style is just, like, so me, you know? And, like, also, like, a lot of influencers wear the same types of clothes, so, like, what becomes in style is literally the Sheen clothes, so obviously I would be drawn to them. However, the ethics and morals of the way that these clothes are produced is quite questionable. I mean, like, seriously, I should definitely be more responsible when shopping. And this also leads into Temu. I have never used Temu. I will never touch Temu. I will never make a Temu account. Temu is sus as fuck, bro. You're telling me you're buying a pair of shoes for 5 cents? You're buying a pair of shoes for 5 cents, bro? That carbon footprint on that must be crazy. I'm sorry. And also, like, think about the children. Come on, think about the children, man. You're being selfish. You're buying your off-brand Converse for 5 cents? What about little Jim Bob in China, bro? What about Jim Bob? I'm sorry. But speaking of sustainably sourced clothing, I love thrifting. I've been so obsessed with thrifting. I just went thrifting a couple weeks ago and I got a bunch of cute tops. And honestly, I really like thrifting because although, like, people did wear it before, like, the old styles are becoming, like, in style now. And so I'll just go thrifting. I'll be like, ooh, I know someone's auntie wore that, but that will definitely look cute on me. And so lately I've been wearing, like, either, like, oversized, like, band t-shirts and baggy jeans, or, like, tight shirts, baggy jeans. I mean, I have been obsessed with baggy jeans. I'm a low baggy jeans hoe. I'm sorry. And I know that I'll probably look back in a couple years and be like, I really couldn't wear fitted pants to save my life, could I? But you know what? You live and you learn. Live fast, die young, baby. That's me. Yeah, so I guess that, like, pretty much wraps up my little bit of consumerism. Next topic, mamitas. I have genuinely been obsessed with chai tea lattes lately. There is just something about the flavor profile or something that's just so dastardly intriguing to me. It really is just the silky, like, dairy within the product and how the ice, dude, I know I sound crazy right now, but, like, drinking a chai tea latte is quite transcendental to me. Like, the things that I would do for a venti iced chai tea latte is dangerous. Like, I go feral. I also have been really crazy about matcha lattes lately. I mean, so, like, it's not everyone's thing, right? It's, like, green tea, but it's, like, really good. I know that sounds crazy, and it looks like green pea baby food. It don't taste like no green pea baby food. It is so good, dude. I'm so obsessed. And I've lately been trying not to spend as much as my money up on, like, buying things from the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, one-time things, like going to Starbucks. So I've been trying to find products that are, like, powdered and, like, I can, like, make at home or whatever. Just so that, one, easy access, and two, try and save a buck or two, because I'm about to get my permit soon, because baby girl's getting older, and of course I do need money for, like, car stuff, so try and cut some corners. So Emma Chamberlain coffee, right? It's okay, like, it looks really enticing, right? It's, like, nice colors, it's well advertised, but, like, the thing is that, like, I tried her chai tea latte madness, and it's just really, it was really, like, granulated when I had it. Like, I used the mixer, I put it in hot water, like, boiling water, and you know what I'm talking about when I say mixer, like, the, like, you literally use it to mix drinks. Anyways, so I used that, and it still, like, was, like, really grainy tasting, especially those last couple sips, like, ugh, so yuck. Anyways, and I've also never, like, had, like, make your own matcha at home before, so that sounded really interesting, because, like, chai tea lattes and matcha, like, they kind of fit under the same, like, category as, like, boba, because, like, boba is, like, tea milk, like, milk tea. Hey, guys, so this is future Ari, you know, going through this editing. Why did I just say tea milk? Like, what is actually wrong with me? I must be mentally impaired. I'm not joking. Okay. Keep listening, love bug. But I just really have been, like, wanting to drink more tea. And also, like, matcha has caffeine. And I really have been needing some caffeine. Like, I had, like, 3 cups of coffee the other day. And I was wired. Like, honey, baby, I was on top of the world. But I definitely, like, shouldn't drink 3 cups of coffee every single day. And, like, matcha obviously has, like, a lower caffeine content. So that's why I was thinking that I should maybe start drinking some other things. And I also, like, need to buy, like, a little tumbler or something for those drinks. Because obviously I'm not putting, like, 32 ounces of matcha into my Nalgene water bottle. That just sounds weird. Anyways, into the water bottle topic. I have been ogling so many Stanleys lately, and, like, I'm trying to save money, so, like, paying $50 for, like, a water bottle. I mean, it's not really a water bottle, but, like, it's kind of like a water bottle, and I would only really put water in there, and, like, it's, like, $50, so, like, obviously I should ask for that for my birthday, duh, because my birthday's March 14th, don't forget, I love you, I'm just kidding. Anyways, yeah, so that was a little, like, side topic, but honey, baby, the things that I would do for a Stanley, it just looks like water tastes so much better out of it, which is obviously good, because there's probably a bunch of people that agree with me that Stanleys are just aesthetically pleasing to the eye, and thus forth, they want to give their money to the comp. So, I definitely want to join the bandwagon on that, but I need the funds, mamita. And lately, like, I've been trying to, like, get a job, because I got a job when I was really young, actually. Like, right when I turned 14, I applied to work at, like, this, like, fast food place. Got the job right away. And I worked there for a year, and, like, they closed because they were bankrupt. Of course they were, duh. And it makes sense why they desperately hired a 14-year-old so quickly. But now I'm a little upset, because I need money. Like, I want to buy my own things. Like, I need things to save up for. Like, I'm kind of on the cusp of adulthood, you know? Like, I'm an older teen. And so I applied to various positions at Giant. I applied to Wise. I've applied to Dunkin' Donuts. I've applied to Starbucks. I've applied to KFC. But the thing is that, like, I'm just, my birthday is, like, in a month, right? And I'm literally, like, just around the corner to, like, reading, like, meet. Why am I stuttering? Girl, stop. I'm just on the cusp of meeting, like, an age milestone. And so, like, my applications now, they're like, oh, you're a little too young. Dude, I'm a little too young for, like, one more month. So, like, it's not that big of a deal. So, I think I'm gonna have to wait a little bit long until I get a job. And I just really can't because I'm pinching pennies, little bro. And I always feel bad, like, asking my mom for, like, money because, like, it just makes me feel, like, so much younger. Especially because, like, I had a job before, so, like, I never really did need to ask for, like, things like that. Obviously, I asked for, like, Christmas gifts and whatnot. But, yeah. So, I don't know. We're gonna need to figure that out soon because I really need a job. And I'm starting to get really sad. Like, this unemployed life sucks. I'm not gonna lie. Okay guys, so that wraps up my little welcome back. I wanted to make it a little bit longer, but I guess I'll just upload multiple episodes because this has been about 10 minutes and this is usually, there's probably only like one person listening right now and it's probably only me during the editing process, but that's quite chipper. That's quite fine. Okay, well mate. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Anyways, I really hope that you liked this episode and that this was a little bit more interesting. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little in love with the background music, so you might hear that a lot now. Anyways, I hope you guys have a lovely Sunday. Mwah, mwah, besitos.